stepping aside. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The head of a Virginia school district where a six-year-old shot a teacher earlier this month is out of a job.
Dr. Parker will be relieved of his duties as superintendent of Newport News Public Schools.
George Parker had been sharply criticized by parents and teachers after the incident, as the teacher now files a lawsuit against the district.
Abby's Warner's attorney, Diane Toscano, says her client is recovering and gaining strength after being shot on January 6th by a six-year-old student in her Richneck Elementary classroom. Zwerner is also suing the Newport News School District. Toscano says prior to the shooting, school administrators were told multiple times that the boy had a gun at school.
The administrator downplayed the report from the teacher and the possibility of a gun, saying, and I quote, "Well, he has little pockets."
The school has been closed since the shooting, and students will return to class on Monday. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Former President Trump is being allowed back on Facebook and Instagram after two-year suspension. Meta's President of Global Affairs, Nick Clegg.
There are guardrails. There are rules. He's got to play by the rules. And we're announcing some additional ones today to encourage him to stick to the rules that exist when people use Facebook and Instagram.
On Fox's special report with Brett Baer, Trump was let back on Twitter after Elon Musk took over the company but has not tweeted because he owns a stake in his own social media platform. An Afghan soldier seeking asylum in the U.S. who was arrested while crossing the southern border has been freed and reunited with his brother after spending months in immigration detention. Abdul Wasi Safi fled Afghanistan after the withdrawal of U.S. forces in August 2021, fearing reprisals from the Taliban. He was arrested the following month near Eagle Pass, Texas. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Justice Department announces the first federal indictments of pro-abortion activists accused of targeting pro-life centers.
Two arrests, two indictments happening in Florida for three different centers that were attacked and vandalized back in May of June last year. Some of the phrases spray-painted, "Your time is up, we're coming for you, and if abortions aren't safe, neither are you." Caleb Freestone and Amber Smith-Stewart are both facing federal charges for violating the FACE Act. It's a 28-year-old law that makes it a federal crime to use or threaten to use force to injure, intimidate, or interfere with anyone seeking either abortion services or pro-life pregnancy counseling services. These two indicted face up to 12 years in jail, $350,000 in fines.
Fox's David Spund. Outfits worn by First Lady Jill Biden during the inauguration will soon be on display in Washington.
The National Museum of American History is the new home for two of the outfits worn by the First Lady on Inauguration Day. One is an ocean blue wool tapered tweed dress with pearls and crystals, a matching overcoat with a dark blue velvet collar and cuffs, and a face mask. The other, an ivory silk wool dress and double-breasted cashmere coat, also with a face mask, all embroidered with the flowers of every U.S. state and territory she wore at night. The outfits are being added to the museum's First Lady's collection. One item missing, an inaugural ball gown. That's because there was no ball since the Biden inauguration took place at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, when large indoor gatherings were discouraged. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Previously unseen photos taken by Paul McCartney as the Beatles shot to global stardom will go on display in London this year. Gallery director Nicholas Cullinan said McCartney approached the gallery in 2020 saying he had rediscovered a batch of photos from late 1963 and early 1964 that he had thought were lost. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.